The Money Show. Business Unusual.
So what is artificial intelligence and what isn't? I guess our Business Unusual correspondent, Colin Cullis, has got his work cut out for him. What I'm asking is, what is artificial intelligence and what is not artificial intelligence? As if it's not artificial intelligence, is it real?
Yeah.
I sound like Donald Rumsfeld. Sorry.
Bruce, this is a word that's used a lot, and we've actually used it a lot. But I am always surprised that when I ever ask somebody, what is it? They're like, well, I'm not so sure. In fact, just this afternoon, the deputy president made reference to it in his Q&A session in Parliament. Take a listen to what he had to say about it.
And we've got to create the type of jobs that are smart, jobs that will not easily be replaced by machines. But if that happens, we should be able to ensure that our workers are so well trained and so well prepared that we will be able to absorb this storm that is coming, because it is going to come, and the fourth industrial revolution is going to be driven by machines and new technologies. So the challenge for us is, are we prepared for that?
The short answer is no, I think.
When you said he's going to talk about artificial intelligence, I thought he was going to be referring to the Sunday Independent story. No, that's artificial intelligence. Okay. But he's right. So we need to get smarter about the sort of jobs we create. Machines are going to do more of the jobs that our workers do today. Yes, we're on the cusp or in the midst of a fourth industrial revolution. And machines and new technology are a threat to particularly the more mundane tasks, the procedural tasks, the stamping of papers tasks and the sums tasks, for example.
Yeah, so actively humanity tries to get rid of the so-called 3Ds of employment. Those are things that are dangerous, that are dirty, that are dull. And most of us don't have a problem if we can keep humans from being put in harm's way or having to do things that are terribly dirty or terribly dull. So no one is really anti the idea of introducing artificial intelligence if this is the means that we can use to do it. But again, on Monday, Elon Musk, in reply to a comment on Friday by the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who had said that the country that manages to get an advantage with artificial intelligence will be capable of doing more than just solving the problem for that country. They may wind up dominating the world. Now, Elon Musk has talked about his reticence about AI, and along with a couple of others, has actually made representations to the United Nations to say this needs more regulation. And it isn't because of the Skynet, the machines are going to take over and rule the world, but because of that advantage. So, you know, when machines start learning things, I'm going to go through some of the details of it. They never stop. And if you get a small advantage, that can turn into an insurmountable advantage, which may see other nations say, well, the only way I can get that advantage back is by destroying whatever you have. And so his worry on Monday was that artificial intelligence, or rather, if it isn't transparent and made available to everybody, it could be the thing that leads to World War III, more so than what's currently happening sort of in North Korea.
But I do love the responses that have been sort of put on social media in response to this Elon Musk contention that AI or artificial intelligence could lead to World War III, and saying, hold on a second. Every other human conflict has been created by humanity. Why are we worried about machines? Machines are likely to be more intelligent than human beings when it comes to managing conflict, as we see between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump and their jaw.
Yeah, that would be true, except nobody's saying that the machines will start the conflict. It will be us wanting to try and balance it out again. So Kim Jong-un has a nuclear weapon. Will he use it? We won't let him. We're going to intervene. And the same would happen if somebody has a significant advantage with artificial intelligence, that other countries will say the only way we get this all square again is we try and do something about it. The other element that he does address, and again, I'm going to go back to what this all is, because otherwise we're disappearing too far down the road, is that if AI is used for cyber or military actual advantage, then effectively you're starting to set up military-enabled AI, which could have lethal force. Now, we've touched on that one once before, to say should or shouldn't things have lethal force in the U.S. Police force using a drone. They operated it, but they'd allowed it to go and take out a sniper. And obviously they'd say, hey, we never put any of our officers at harm's risk. This makes so much sense. And humanity is going to go down this path. We can go slowly. We can go cautiously, but we are going down this path. And so the point for this evening is, most of us are in one of three positions, and I put a poll up as well. We either say artificial intelligence is going to help us solve some of the most, you know, pressing problems and relieve us of our most boring tasks. So that's position number one. Or you would have, I don't trust it. They'll take over the world as soon as they get the chance. Or more likely, you just have no idea what it is, let alone what it'll do. And because we're sort of ignorant about it, you're not going to be able to engage in the conversations, hence us wanting to do this. So let's start with a basic definition, because there's artificial intelligence, there's deep learning, there's neural networks, there's a bunch of terms like that. But for this conversation, we'll lump into the basic category that says it's processing power that machines, computers are now capable of using. The idea and the term is very old, from the 50s, but the machines are now so powerful, and we have managed to collect together such large data sets, an ever-increasing size of data sets, that they're able to process that and to give us a probabilistic assessment of anything. So it can spot you out of a grainy image on a screen. And you probably think, well, wow, that could be quite useful. You want to track down somebody that is sought by the police. That would be great. But what if it's not somebody sought by the police? What if it's by the intelligence services looking to track you down to try and run a smear campaign or something? Then it becomes problematic. And the other element that we have with artificial intelligence is the assumption that artificial intelligence allows machines to think. They certainly do process a lot of stuff, but what you're referring to in that sense is what's known as artificial general intelligence. Humans intelligence. Yes.
But this is the important bit, because machine learning is one thing and intelligence is something else. Intelligence is a distinctly mammalian characteristic. I would say it's animal, but it's mammalian characteristic. I mean, dolphins are more intelligent than fish. The animals make different choices. Human beings make choices, weigh up options. It may not always be the best decision, but we make decisions based on available evidence. Can machines ever be taught to do that? Because that is really what intelligence is, surely.
Yeah, and the answer is maybe. So the indicators are that with enough time, and some of the shortest versions here is like 5 to 10 years, the long version sort of 20 to 30 years, we should be able to replicate that, because the machines will be able to process so many things at the same time to almost begin replicating that. Right now, no, they can't. AI is not that smart. When you ask Siri what the weather is tomorrow, Siri has no idea what the weather or tomorrow or here is. It's simply using those words and then running it against a search query that makes a reference to a weather forecast 24 hours from now and your current location. That's a very different thing from you understanding that you need to know that because you possibly want to do something outdoors, or you're thinking about what you should be wearing that's going to be appropriate. But they are starting to work on that. And this is the area where things like the moral elements, and again, why Elon Musk and those who agree with him, require more transparency to be there. Because truthfully, these general intelligence type deep learning neural network type algorithms are black boxes of magic. I can't describe it another way. We have no idea how they arrive at the notions of what they want to do. They just get there. And very witchcraft. Often, yeah, very often, they're ridiculously accurate and far better than us at doing it. And so when we want a car to drive us from point A to point B fully autonomously, we're relying that it somehow knows what to do with the huge amount of information around it and get us there safely. But if we had to say, why did you decide to do that? Why did you decide to slow down? There is no way of telling. And if you look at some of the industries that they're looking to use this, take recruitment, for example, where people have a thing that says, I can't look at all of these many, many CVs that come in, but I really want to find a good candidate. Well, what if I fed that into a machine, said what I'm looking for, these are the characteristics, go and see what's there, go and search on the internet, go and read other things about them, and then come back and tell me what you want. Well, the problem with that is, you see, most of our collected data, most of the instructions we give machines come with our own biases baked in. So our attempts to try and remove that effectively just reinforces it. And given how effective they are, they become very effective at applying our bias in ways that we can't interrogate. We can't say, why did it choose or not choose somebody? It's been used in the judicial system to make assessments about whether or not somebody will commit a crime, and possibly at some point making a judgment about whether or not you're guilty. Now, those are legitimate things to want to do. The judicial systems everywhere in the world are seriously stretched. This could be a big help. But not if we have no idea, one, if people are going to start making these proprietary and not being able to tell you why they're doing that without proper interrogations of the data sets that have been used to create it. And right now, while we have an ever-growing number of those, we can't verify that the quality of it's still going to be very good. And the final bit, I suppose, were the moralistic elements of this, and this is a specific algorithm that they trained to take the entrance exam for Tokyo University, one of the most prestigious universities in Japan. You need to get like in the top 5-10% to get in. This robot already is in the top 20%. It beats 80% of the candidates in answering multiple choice questions, mathematical things, and writing an essay to try and get in to the university. And the reason the researchers did it wasn't just to find out can it be done, but more importantly to highlight the fact that we are training our children. And this is where it keeps coming back to. It's the way we get around the good side of what artificial intelligence will allow for us is making sure we're training young people and those who are currently in industries to think about problems the way computers can't. And if a computer can do so well at a university entrance exam, then it means we're still training children to learn things that machines can do better than us. And that is a big worry. And I've got a video up online for this one that's definitely worth watching, along with the moral one. But the biggest departure point that I suppose we can have for this is if when we want to have discussions about this, and we're going to leave it to the few people who are going to say, no, everything's all good, let's just go with it, or we simply take the view that it's bad, we're going to lose. We need to get more people kind of getting your feet wet, talking about it at least, in the way that, you know, the deputy president today made a very, I think, simplistic view that says, we're going to be able to accommodate this, even though most of the tasks that are going to be taken away is the very jobs we don't want people to have, yet it's the one that's most common in South Africa. And unless we start all engaging with that in a very meaningful way, AI will become the thing that Elon Musk is worrying about.
There we go. Colin Cullis with that warning, the prophecies of Colin Cullis this evening, a Business Unusual feature into artificial intelligence. Do we control it or will it control us? That is the quintillion dollar question.